It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
That's us.
Thank you. Thank you. It is my return to 1313 Harbor, the podcast. Thank you. Oh my gosh. No, stop. You guys, thank you. Yes. Thank you. I am back. I am bigger than ever. Thank you. No, thank you. Sit down, everyone. Sit down. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you.
So welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast. I'm keeping that all in.
You should.
Where two adult daughters are united again.
You're united.
And it feels so good. I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Michelle.
And Michelle is back.
Hi.
For one episode.
Yeah. Emotional roller coaster. You guys, I'm back for one episode.
I need to put that on the sound effects thing.
Me doing it.
Just you doing it. We could harmonize and do it.
When I'm right here, you need to be here.
Not here. So Michelle has had to take a hiatus because of work, but because of her work schedule, she'll still be on occasion, but she has to step back from being the regular weekly co-host.
Yes, which super stinks. Mm-hmm. But look, some America runs on Duncan. Duncan yes. runs on me. There we go.
So every morning she has to wake up at like 3 a.m. She has to get on a plane, fly to New York,
before I put on
make
my
the donuts,
donut,
sell the donuts to the people, fly back, get back from the airport. It's just a lot of work.
Just a lot.
She works 28 hours a day.
So I'm sure you all have figured out that I don't mm-hmm. really work at Dunkin' yes. Donuts, but I do have a job.
She does have a job. She's employed.
I am employed. And just I've been lucky enough to just have more
employed
to be employed. And there are certain restrictions due to my employment mm-hmm. that prevent me from continuing on with the podcast full time.
Yes. So so this will change the format a bit. So I don't know why I'm reading my notes because I know exactly because I came up with it.
Yeah.
So
I'm like, I don't know.
The show will be taking a hiatus for the month of March, possibly for April as well. So definitely like follow us on social media or subscribe. So then when we come back, you will know.
Oh, what do you call it? Subscribe on iTunes.
iTunes or Spotify or your podcast provider. We usually say this at the end. Now we're saying it at the beginning. Or at least like follow us on Instagram and then we'll announce it. So the show is going to switch format. So once it comes back, it will switch to seasons. So my goal is to record like 8 to 10 episodes a season with rotating guest host, Michelle being one of them.
Hello.
Hello, that's Michelle. You may know her from such things as this podcast.
And Disaster, a major motion picture ride starring you.
So it will be with different hosts. You know, it will be your favorites, Jenny, Tiffany, and then there'll be some guest hosts. Oh, and then this is my request to everybody. If there's someone you really want to be on this podcast, someone you want me to interview, so I'll still be the regular host and then we'll have rotating guest host. Go to their Instagram and comment and say, I think you should be on, I would love to hear you on 1313 Harbor, the podcast. And then, so it won't be as weird if I just go after them. Then I could just be like, hey, isn't this funny? This person said like, you should be on the podcast.
Wild.
So crazy. And then it will be maybe if a bunch of people say it, maybe I will be able to get them more easily as opposed to if just me like sliding into their DMs.
What's up, girl?
What's up? Hey. I know definitely next season, our goal is Michelle's going to go to Knott's and we're going to do an episode about that.
I am excited. Ooh, and can I do one on the water parks?
Yes. Ooh. You have to do one on Action Park.
Oh, yeah.
So that's two right there.
Oh, and I want to do one on that. Oh, Six Flags.
Yes, Six Flags.
Magic Mountain.
Yes, we have to go there. I haven't been there since I was in high school.
It is.
Last year.
Challenging.
It is. That is like the park of like how not to lay out a theme park.
Yeah. And we have to buy the like fast pass thing.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Because I'm not waiting in line.
No, not that like. That's some lines there. Like you're going to wait. So just to recap, Michelle stepping down as a regular co-host.
Goodbye.
Entering the sea of rotating guest co-hosts with me, Jasmine.
Hello.
We'll still be talking about theme parks,
woo!
But we're also, you know, going to be talking about a variety of topics surrounding theme parks. So we'll get the parameters will be a little less strict, let's say. You know, movies could be introduced, things like that of that nature.
Hot dog
culture,
flavors.
Yeah, hot dog, just culture, society. No, not society, but like things around theme parks.
I wish I had boba right now.
I know, we should get boba after this.
Okay.
Talk me into it, twist my arm.
Oh my God.
And so the show will become seasonal and we will be back in April or May, depending on when I can get at least 10. So probably I won't do news anymore. It's just going to be.
No. You should do news. I was thinking about this as you were explaining it. You should record those episodes with people as they are, but then you can just do the news like beep, beep, beep,
just
beep,
add
beep,
a little bit into the beginning.
This is Jasmine Legevardi with 1313 Harbor, the podcast news.
Okay.
This week.
You're trying to remember which button to hit.
Yeah. What's this pink one do? Don't touch it. Oh. I'm going to touch it.
I'm too proud. Are we falling in love?
Hello, everyone. My name's Michelle. And I want to talk about Universal.
Universal. So this week's episode is a salute to all theme parks, but all Universal. Mostly the only the U.S. Universal.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Universals. Like, there's Singapore. There's
Tokyo. Shibata. No.
Not Shibata. Osaka. It's the old capital of Tokyo, I think.
That's what I said. Shibata.
Shibata, yes. Osaka? I don't know. Someone please, I should know this. I apologize. Yes, New Jersey, Japan.
Yep.
There was going to be one in the Middle East, but they never built it.
Dubai,
yeah, but that never got built. They broke ground, but they never, like, technically built it. Oh, this could be another episode. Other episode right here.
We begin today with breaking news.
The Secret Life of Pets, off the leash, and it has an exclamation point, ride will be opening March 27th. The ride shows
Where?
Universal Studios Hollywood theme park and dinner and tournament.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be across from Minions.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why they got rid of, this is one of my other news items, they got rid of The Walking Dead because that's going to all be like New York and.
Oh!
Yeah. So they're retheming that whole area.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes. So the ride shows you what your pets are really doing when you're not home.
Sleeping,
pooping in a box. It also shows pets being adopted into a loving home. Ride will include 64 animated figures.
Oh,
yeah. What is an animated figure? I don't know, but
look,
yeah.
At this point in theme parking,
yes.
I will take anything.
Yeah. If it's not a screen at Universal,
I'll take it.
Do you know, I heard a rumor that, I don't know how true this is. This is literally just somebody told me this.
This is rumor alert.
They're going to take out, what's the one in Florida that everybody hates? Fast and Furious.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't believe it because I'm like, I don't even think it's been open a year, or maybe it's been open a year.
Why would they take it out if it eats up people? Therefore, more people can be in the park. Therefore, you could sell more $18 sodas.
Exactly. When we were there, there was nobody in line. Like, nobody went on that ride. When we went to Orlando recently, Michelle was sick, so she didn't get to go to Universal. But you've been before.
I worked there.
Yeah, you worked there. So yeah, you know everything. today's episode is we're talking, the news is all Universal Hollywood and then a little Cedar Park, but then the episode's about Universal Orlando. But now back to the news. So I'm kind of excited about this ride. I think it's going to be like a solid Universal ride.
Yeah, I think it's cool that afterwards you can go adopt a dog from the gift shop.
Oh yeah, a little stuffed dog. Did you just make that up?
I did.
I'm 90% sure you're going to be able to, though.
Oh, no. You can. Yeah. No. I was implying that you could get a real dog.
Oh, a real dog. But you can, like, probably, they'll have, like, a thing where you can adopt a stuffed animal.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sure. And so this bleeds into the next news item, which is Universal Hollywood is closing the Walking Dead maze and only opening it during horror nights. And a reason is, I read this in the LA Times, is because they want to turn that whole area, like, into New York's area and, like, have it really be, like, kid-friendly and have it really be based around Secret Life of Pets, which I didn't know it was that big of a movie, but I guess it was.
Good for them.
So it's across the street, not across the street, like right next to the Minions section. So that will probably be like the children's section.
Great.
Which I love.
Yeah.
It's great. I know they're adding a Minions. I think it's a Minions restaurant. Yeah.
Are all the waiters Minions?
Yes.
Oh,
my
gosh.
They only serve you bananas.
Banana? I'm fine with this. I approve.
So our last bit of news is the Cedar Fair theme park chain, which owns Knott's Berry Farm, just side note, saw an 8% increase in attendance in 2019.
Wow.
I just thought that was cool. Like,
what? From what?
Just life. And that they own a bunch of different theme parks.
Yeah.
But I think
Cedar Point.
I think people are just getting more into geek culture in general.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
And I think people are getting more into like theme parks in general.
Yeah. I think it's also like a lot of escapism.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but like the world that I was promised as a kid has not come true. It was go to college, you'll get a good job, you can go on vacation, you can buy a house. Et cetera, et cetera.
You can get married to Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Exactly.
Yes.
None of those things have happened.
Yeah, Cedar Fair. So we have to go to Knott's. Even the only thing I don't like about Knott's is that they don't post how long their lines are. So you could get in a line and like you can kind of see it and guess, but it could be 10 minutes. It could be 2 hours. And you don't know until you just go and you wait in it. And there's even on the ride, there's just no time guessing. But their food is delicious. So okay. I can't wait. And I can't wait to take you through the like old Western world and we'll can pretend it's Westworld. No, just kidding.
I don't watch Westworld.
Oh, okay. Then that will be fun for you. But it's cool because like you can pan for gold and they have really good restaurants and everyone's in character. And
is there a dance area?
Yeah, there's a dance area.
And there's a dance area. What happens if we panic there? Will there be a panic at the disco?
Yeah, a panic at the hoedown. They do have in summer, I believe, I forget what time of the year, where they have like actors around and you have to like solve a mystery and like find criminals. And you go from like one actor to another and they like kind of lead into each other. Oh, and it's like live theater. Wait, not live theater is like giving it too much dignity, LARP? But you know what I mean? Kind of like LARP. It's like
Streetmosphere.
It was Streetmosphere. It was a big trend like in the 2005 to 2010.
Oh, I worked for a company that did that.
Where like it was like theater, but it was like outside and like you would go like there was one I did.
Interactive theater?
Interactive theater, yeah.
Yeah, I worked for a company that did that in Orlando. Ooh. While I was working at Universal, where you're like a special agent and it's like,
yeah,
it was like team building. It was like a scavenger hunt, but you had to find people.
There was one I did where you had to find this movie star who went missing and like you went and like in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater and you met like a tourist there. And like there was one that was the best part. There was like a lady who was like pretending to be a homeless lady and she came up to talk to us and everyone was ignoring her. And then we found out like she's part of the attraction.
Oh my God.
She was just standing on the side of the street. Like, it was awesome. There was a guy, he had like a camera and yeah. I don't know if they're as popular as they used to be. They have one of these.
Let's bring them back.
They have one that's in the Natural History Museum in New York.
What?
And you have to like solve a mystery at the museum.
In one night?
Yeah. In one night at the museum. Sorry, I ruined your joke. We need to do an episode on these. I think this will be a fun one.
That'd be a great
episode. This could fall under the theme park. This is entertainment.
Yeah. Themed entertainment.
Theme entertainment. Exactly. Before we continue with this episode, happy anniversary, Michelle.
Thank you.
We've been doing this podcast for a year. We did 50 episodes, so we just missed two. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, you did 50
episodes. I did 50 episodes, yes.
I was here for some of them.
Yeah, she was here on occasion. I'm hoping, I mean, if I could do three seasons next year, that would be great, but at least two. Because, you know, I'm very ambitious.
We have Tracy Morgan to thank for all of this.
Yes. Thank you, Tracy Morgan. And yeah, we are already brainstorming different ideas. I have a huge list of ideas for upcoming episodes. So, yay.
Oh, my gosh. It's so crazy being in front of a live studio audience.
So, Michelle.
1313 Harbor, the podcast was recorded before a live studio audience.
So would you like to hear some Universal Studios, Orlando and Islands of Adventure facts?
Yes, I would.
So this episode's about our experiences with those two theme parks. I got to go recently when we went to Orlando with Tiffany.
You're just bragging.
Michelle was sick. The last day we were there, I almost just rented one of those little scooter things because I was like, I'm going to go. I'm not going to miss out. But I can't walk very far because I get so tired.
Oh, no. When we went to one theme park and we were walking and remember I had to keep sitting.
Yes.
It's because I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And we have pictures. We have pictures where now that I look at them, I'm like, oh, you can just tell I have a fever.
Yeah. You had the flu and then I just had like a cold.
No. Oh. I had the flu,
uh-huh.
An inner ear infection,
yes.
And laryngitis.
Yes, you did. And I had a cold where I felt fine at different. When I would go on a thrill ride, like when we went on Gringotts, I got a rush of adrenaline and I would feel fine. So Universal opened June 7th, 1990, and Islands of Adventure opened May 28th, 1999. So there are no straight lines in Seuss Landing.
Oh, that I knew.
Yes. That is a fun fact. Yeah. It's like, and they carve it with a weird material that I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's called Floam.
It's Floam. Do you remember Floam from Nickelodeon?
yes. Hence why I referenced
it. There's Gak, Floam, and then there was like
Spooge.
It came in pink. This I didn't know and I wish I knew before I went. If you stare at 12 Grimmauld Place in the Harry Potter themed London section, you may spot creature judging you from the window.
Oh yeah, that I knew.
I didn't see that.
You have to, it's best if you're like on the Dr. Seuss, the Simpsons land.
You're kind of far away.
See it. You can see it there. I've seen it there and I've seen it the other close up too. But yeah, you can see Creature.
Close up magic.
Like, I dislike you.
We didn't spend as much time in Diagon Alley as I would have liked, and definitely didn't spend much time in that New York area. Just because the park was open. When we were in Orlando, every park was open for such a limited amount of time.
Which I thought was super strange. Yes. Like California, parks are open pretty long.
Sometimes Universal in the winter will close at 6, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Universal.
But they also have 4 rides.
That's true. So you're like, I've gotten them all on all them 3 times.
Exactly.
It was like 9 till 7. And of course, in Orlando, I refused. If I don't have to wake up. I think I woke up at 8 and I'm like, I think we got there at like 9:15. I'm like, I'm not gate dropping, like, or whatever it's called, rope dropping.
It's like gate dropping.
Dropping some rope. So the Hard Rock Cafe, which technically it's right outside the park, has a piece of the Berlin Wall on display.
Really?
Yes.
I've eaten there.
You have. You've eaten next to the Berlin Wall.
I have.
There's also a piece of the Berlin Wall at the Gippers Memorial. At Ronald Reagan's Memorial Library.
The fact that you called him the Gipper. Good grief.
There are many references to the Jaws ride in Diagon Alley, which was built on the former ride site. There are shark jaws in various displays and windows, a record referencing Quint. That was a tongue twister. And the heads in the window singing Show Me the Way to Go Home. So where Diagon Alley is now, that used to be the Jaws ride.
So basically they paved over Jaws.
Yes.
And 4 people were sad.
Yes.
And you being one of them.
Me being one of them, even though when I went on it, I closed my eyes almost the entire time.
You, my friend Levi, and maybe Patrick?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're it.
Yeah.
And then there has to be some, we'll find them. We're going to have a contest.
One miscellaneous person. Did you miss Jaws?
And so it's like the jaw, one of the jaws that was hanging in the boathouse that's in the, like, and I remember seeing all these and I was like, oh, RIP Jaws.
Hey, guys.
And allegedly, this is like another deep cut rumor. They buried one of the Jaws animatronics underneath the fountain in the London section of Harry Potter. So Jaws would always be lurking under the water. But I don't know how true that is.
Look,
I don't think that's true.
I think that's very good theming.
Yes.
And therefore didn't happen.
It didn't happen at Universal.
Nah.
But I'd like to pretend that. And also, I'd like to pretend that's not there because just that terrifies me. Even though it's like nowhere near you.
Even
like,
though a robot is paved over with cement.
And it's probably like the robot parts, if it even is there. It's
right,
the
or
skin.
Maybe the skin.
Yeah. It's like probably way down there. It can never see the light of day again, but just the fact that it's down there waiting for me.
Jasmine,
I want to eat you. Do you know how many bad dreams I have where I fall into Jaws Lake or Jaws is going after me? Like at least 3 a year.
Wow.
Like since I was a kid where like I remember I had a dream like a couple months ago where I was on the tram tour and they added Jaws to like the whole tour. And like you're just basically constantly going past Jaws. And I just knew like every water we go by, like there's a shark, there's a shark, there's a shark.
Okay. Let's go to Sidebar Nation.
Yes.
I recently went to Universal. Are we going to talk about Hollywood or are we just talking about Florida?
Just Florida. But if you want
to. I need to talk about Hollywood.
Yeah. I said you agreed to this. Oh, let me tell you my last fact.
Last fact. And then let me rant.
E.T. Adventure, Michelle's favorite ride, and Universal Horror Makeup Show are the only 2 surviving opening day attractions.
You know what's sad?
Hmm.
I knew all of those.
Oh, good.
I'm a theme park nerd.
You are a theme park. I didn't know about the Creature one. And you didn't know the Berlin Wall, though, did you?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know the Berlin Wall. Okay. I knew most of those.
Yeah. So, yes.
Okay.
You said you'd only do this if you got to complain about Universal
Here
Hollywood.
Here we go, everybody.
Begin.
I went to Universal Studios Hollywood basically to go to Harry Potter Land.
Which is why anybody goes.
Right. So I got buttered beer. Mm-hmm. I got bangers and mash. Mm-hmm. I broke keto because I was doing keto that month, which, by the way, didn't work for me. I'm still fat. Anyway, we go on the tram tour, which is so boring to me.
I love the tram tour.
Yeah, it's like
there's 2 episodes about it.
Oh God. And first of all, I kept thinking about those episodes because I learned so much about it. But then I was like, this is boring. And our tour guide had a vendetta out for another entertainment company.
Oh, okay.
You can use your imagination to know which one I'm talking about. And he kept saying, what did he say? He was like, my name is Bruce. Bruce is in this movie. My name is Bruce. And Bruce is a shark in a really popular movie. What's the name of the movie? And everyone would shout the name of the movie.
Bruce Almighty.
Yes. No. And then he would be like, we don't talk about that because that's from the other studio. I'm like, first of all, the other studio that you're referencing, you like doesn't care about you.
No, doesn't care about you, Bruce.
Because like, oh, like everything.
Was it Bruce Valanche?
It was Bruce
Valanche. It was Bruce Valanche.
That's my best impression.
Very Wait, good.
Is Bruce That's the one I'm thinking
Bruce
of.
Bruce Valanche has the blonde hair and he's chubby and he wears red glasses.
Oh,
You're
no.
You're thinking I was of thinking Harvey about, Firestein.
But yeah. Didn't both of them play Edna in Hairspray?
Both of them are like very, like the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they're twins.
Harvey Firestein just like has, that's, he's like, he's more, a little more talented. Well, like he writes stuff and I just view him as a little more talented. His Sorry, Bruce Valanche.
Sorry to listener, yeah. Bruce Valanche.
Perhaps he's more talented that I just don't know as much about him. But Harvey Firestein has like won awards for his writing. And
Harvey yeah. Weinstein needs a walker?
Yeah, he's just bad news bears.
Yeah. So the whole tram tour, mm-hmm. first of all, that set me off because I was mm-hmm. like.
And my spirit was floating next to you going, Michelle, facts.
Facts. It's such a boring tour to me because it's like, hey, look at this. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was just making the worst jokes about J-Lo and like J-Lo has her own car parking space when she decides to come to work. Like, what?
As a woman, that offends me and I don't know why.
I was like, I don't even particularly care for J-Lo except she made the movie Selena.
Yeah.
But like.
She was in The Wedding Planner.
Yeah.
She was The Wedding Planner. Yeah,
with all right, all right, all right. Those who do not do teach, those who do not wed plan.
Yes.
So, and then, so we're on the dumb tram tour. Oh, yeah. Everything is closed on it. So you can go down like New York Street. Mm-hmm. Closed.
I hate it. If you go during the week, but you went on a weekend.
I went on a weekend.
That's what, if you go during the week, that's one of the problems is there's so many productions filming that you don't even get to do half the tour.
Nope.
But then the weekend, that's weird that they close that.
Yep. 6 points. Didn't get to go to it.
Who's filming a Western?
I know. Westerns are like.
6 points hasn't been closed since 1985.
Oh, and then the guy. One interesting fact was he was talking about how you have to rent sand and dirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There's like companies that do that. And mm-hmm. then they come with a vacuum cleaner and then like scoop it all back up.
It's ashes.
Yikes.
Of Jaws.
So.
Was Jaws just, open?
Jaws was open.
Of course he is.
And not Minions.
Fast
Norman
and
Bates was there. Oh, so get this. So we go to into Fast and Furious, uh-huh. and I'm like, dear God, please take my soul now. And there was something wrong with the audio on like every ride.
So, it's just audio and visual.
So all you hear is. So it's supposed to be like a dance party.
Yeah.
And then when people are talking, it's like.
I'm Vin Diesel.
Let's get you out of here. What? So then our tram goes forward into this like giant, these giant screens, which is basically the same thing they use for King Kong.
It's the exact same ride as it is in Orlando, but this is just a part of a tram tour, and that's the whole ride.
Gross.
It's exactly the same.
So then we go, and the lights are on. And I'm like, well, that's cool. I love when rides break down. Mm-hmm. And then the tram tour guy is like, well, this is going to take more than 5 minutes. So we're going to end the tram tour. Bye.
You still have to like go back to the thing.
Yeah. So then we just went back to the thing. And I was like, this is the worst experience of my life. I just found his humor to be really abrasive and stupid. And like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a failed stand-up comedian. I'm going to work on the Universal Tram Tour.
Now, are you mad because you've probably dated men like that?
I am offended on so many levels. I would never date a stand-up. I dated improv guys.
Okay.
Thank you and good night. Folks, this is really why I'm leaving the podcast, because of hurtful statements like this. The more you know.
I'm sorry you didn't like Universal.
God, I mean, that. Okay. And then another thing. Mm-hmm. There's 900 places to eat.
Yes.
There's 900 places to eat. Mm-hmm. There are two tables.
Yes.
In the all whole of Universal. Place. In all of Universal, there are two tables. So you have Simpsons Land. Mm-hmm. And in Simpsons Land, you have the Bumblebee guy truck. Truck. Then you have Phineas PQ's ice cream place.
Oh, is that real?
Yeah. Or Phineas Q Thundersnatch.
I walk through the Simpsons Land, I get sad because it's so like well themed, but I just don't like this, like know anything about the Simpsons. So I'm like, I'm happy for like Dale and like other Simpsons fans.
Oh yeah, he liked it.
That it's like, that's their like cool thing for them.
I mean, he thought it was fine.
Like, if they had, like, Rushmore and they recreated that, like, that's how I would feel.
These are all our scrubs.
Oh, are they?
And then, oh, so it's the ice cream place, an Italian place.
Moe's.
No. This is just in one little specific area. And a taco place. Mm-hmm. There are realistically 10 or 15 tables.
Oh, my gosh. Do they just, like, lose their table budget?
I don't. Okay, so then we were at a bar because in all of that table space, there's a bar.
Yeah.
So we go to the bar to sit down, and the guy isn't like, I'm sorry, guys, you can't stay here. He's like, hey, I'm trying to make money. You guys are going to have to move over. And I was like, hey, I'm trying to eat my nachos.
Yes. And sir, you're getting paid by the hour. Like, we know you're in character, but
like, I cannot.
Sorry, actor.
Believe me, he wasn't in character. He was a bartender. Not that bartenders can't be in character, but this guy wasn't. So that's all in like one corner. Mm-hmm. And then like the people who work there were so rude. I don't know what was in the air. So there's this one game. There's like carnival games outside of the Simpsons ride.
Which is so weird.
I guess it's supposed to be carnival games too.
Yeah.
So I guess it's theming. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sure, Jan.
Sure. Then you have to like throw a basketball. Mm-hmm. And if you get it in the hoop, you get a present. And then this guy was like, hey, this guy's going to throw this ball. So if you get hit, I warned you. That's not how you talk to humans.
Is this like his legal thing? Like, okay, we're not going to get sued. So you have to say this.
I was just like, Wizarding World was fantastic.
Yes.
I need to get a new wand. So I was like, hi, I'm going to start teaching at Beauxbatons.
Yes.
And I need a new wand. I saw Fleur Delacour's wand and I thought it was absolutely lovely. May I see a model like that? And they were so nice.
Aww.
They're so fun and they're like great, except we were at Three Broomsticks and this one lady is letting people in, which I'm like, what are you, a bouncer?
Yeah.
and then another guy, like, we're standing in line and he's like, you can't stand here. And I'm like, okay, but you have a whole nother person telling us we can.
Yes.
He's like, it's a fire hazard. And I'm like, well, I appreciate that.
You're like, I'm a wizard. Fire hazards don't apply to me.
Just like Akio, fire extinguisher. You know what I mean? And I was like, what? Whose mom's basement did you crawl out of to yell at me about this? What?
Todd.
Get out of here. Jonathan with four H's.
I've been to Universal many times where I've only gone to Wizarding World.
Oh, yeah.
And I love I like Transformers, but
you do?
Well, I mean, what do we have to work with in this park?
I like that ride system, but I don't understand what is happening. I'm like, okay, so somehow I've been recruited into the arm. Let me explain Transformers from my point of view.
I've never seen a Transformer
film.
Opus. So.
Okay, let me explain
Michael Bay opus.
The plot that I think is happening.
Yes.
The army has kidnapped you.
Yes.
The end.
I don't know anything else. Story about the first time I went to Universal after they opened that. And I was like, wow, is it like ROTC day? Like there's so many military, active military here. I've never seen so many active military in a theme park at once. And then I went to that ride.
You're like,
I didn't see the Optimus Prime on their lapel.
I think that's something cool that like, that one of the robots speaks Chinese during Chinese New Year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Or sorry, he speaks Mandarin.
Yes.
I don't want to be racist because there's Mandarin and Cantonese. Yes.
Universal, I think Transformers is you are going on a ride with a man with a very soothing voice, but he's also a car. And he tells you do a good job.
My name's Todd and I'm also a car.
And he like is really reassuring you. But like he gives you like daddy vibes because he like rewards you and tells you you're doing a good job. And you're like, oh, my father never told me I did a good job.
Mine neither.
And then
that's why we have a podcast.
And then there's fire and then it's the end.
Yeah. So it's the same ride system as Spider-Man.
Yes.
Which is an amazing ride system, especially when it came out because it came out, what, 20 years ago?
1999. Yeah.
21 years ago. Mm-hmm. I remember going out because we went to Islands of Adventure opening year.
Yes.
And Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I was blown away by that ride. My dad still talks about
it. It's such a good ride.
It's
such
an amazing ride. I wish they would sell that ride technology to Disney. But then back to the, like, okay, so that's a ride that uses screens. And as you know, I'm not the biggest fans of screens
or
projections. But they
incorporate real things as well.
Yes. But they do the classic Universal thing, dark, water, fire.
Yep. Earth.
Heart. Captain Planet.
Like, I didn't know that he was in this ride.
Anyway, so that was my tangent about Universal Studios Hollywood. The dinosaurs at Jurassic World are amazing.
I was like, for so long, like, they're putting in, I forget which dinosaur it is, but one of the dinosaurs, they're like, that's a temporary one. They're going to put in this great new one, but it's going to be after the ride opens. And I was like, that's stupid. Why would you open a ride for like 3 months, take the dinosaur out and close it for another 2 months and then put it back in? Why not just wait till you have the dinosaur? And that's what they're doing. So literally it's, you know, at the very end, there's like the T-Rex comes down and there's that other dinosaur and they're like battling for Earth domination.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that, but tell me more.
So the one on the left, I guess it was a temporary one and it's gone now and the ride's closed and they're going to put in the new one that's better. And I'm just like, why did you do that? Why didn't you just finish that one and put that in?
Because money.
Because money. But it's just weird. Or just keep, I think the old one was fine. Just leave the old one. We're all fine with it.
I was talking about the meet and greet dinosaurs.
Oh, the puppet one. I mean,
the dinosaurs.
The real dinosaurs.
They were amazing.
Yes.
They were so cool. Aww. And I want the Triceratops. I'm like, hello.
Hello.
You are a little baby.
So you did go to the bottom part.
Yeah, because we went to Transformers. We had to go on it twice because one time the audio wasn't working.
Because you were like, are you my father?
And then we went on the Mummy and everyone had to go to the chiropractor afterwards.
After going on the Mummy in Universal, I can't go on Orlando. I can't go on the one in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dale had never been to the one in Orlando, didn't know anything about it, and still thought the one in Hollywood was trash.
Yeah, it's garbage. Yeah. So shall we go back to Orlando? Is there anything else you want to say about Hollywood?
Donkey was there.
Oh, even though they don't have the Shrek 4D anymore,
that's
right?
That's correct.
Yes.
And the trolls were there, but
they
didn't
glitter.
Get to see them. No.
At Universal Orlando, there was glitter everywhere, and I didn't know why. And then Tiff was like, oh, the trolls fart glitter. And I thought she was joking, but she was not joking.
No, it's real.
There's glitter.
It's real.
Everywhere.
Oh, I would have rolled around in it.
In troll poop.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, it's Universal Hollywood is worth it for me. The tram tour and Wizarding World of Harry Potter. That's
Mine's
all I need
just
to do.
Wizarding World. And I love it. Don't get me wrong. I can spend
so much time.
So much time. Mm-hmm. I love taking pictures there. Mm-hmm. I love the Beauxbatons girls. I love the Durmstrang boys. Mm-hmm. I love it. That is worth my, what's that called?
Admission.
Yes. Yeah. Or my annual pass.
Yes.
Because if I can go once a month and be a wizard, sold.
Done.
I wish they had Diagon Alley.
I wish they had Diagon Alley. That was amazing.
I wish they had more. Even if they had a Fantastic Beasts world, even though those movies are, let me be very specific. I love those movies, but they're garbage.
Yeah.
And I love them. It's okay to like trash.
It is. We all love trash.
Yeah.
Some
people like The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
That's trash.
That's good for you. You know, somebody needs to like that movie.
I don't.
I wish that they would just get rid of, like, just bulldoze all the top part of Universal. Make that all Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh.
Because I just don't want to go down those escalators. Because I'd say, oh, just make the whole thing
Harry
Potter.
There's 46 escalators to go downstairs.
20 minutes to get from what? They should put like a ride there or something. Like, I thought that would be cool if they put the Hogwarts Express there. And then like at least like give me a purpose from traveling down the cell.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
And you got to see Super Nintendo Land buildings because you were asking me about that.
I did.
I'm excited. I heard that's going to be really cool.
Boop, 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 boop.
Boop. So now actually to the main 40 minutes in, and now we're into the main part of the
Sorry,
episode.
Sorry, guys. I just had to get that off my chest.
So I want to start a big thank you to Jenna for spending the day with Tiffany and I and getting us into the parks.
Thank you, Jenna Maroney.
You can find her at Jenna Amazing _. She is amazing. Yes. She works at Universal. So if you see her, go say hi.
Hi.
Hi. So yeah, she spent the day with us and she was awesome.
And I met her and she was really nice.
Yeah, we ran into her and she's a delight.
And I was sad.
And Michelle was like, I'm dying. Tell my story.
Was that the day I went to the hospital?
No. No, that was the day.
Yeah, I went the day before.
Yeah, yeah. So post-hospital.
Yeah.
So entrances to both parks are close to each other, connected by City Walk. You can also take the Hogwarts Express between if you have a park hopper. So it's nice that park that the two parks are so close together and it's easy to go back and forth if mm-hmm. you so choose, especially if you take the Hogwarts Express, which is worth buying. I'm sure that sales of park hoppers skyrocketed after that.
Oh, probably. Because that's like... Mm-hmm. It's I love that it's dual purpose. It's transportation and it's a ride.
Yes. I just imagined it going like backstage and there's just like people probably like having lunch and they're just like, there's the train again. And we're like, we're going on an adventure. Oh, wizards and witches. And they're just like polishing this brass, you know, handle here.
Eating macaroni and cheese. Can I just say that the Universal Commissary, so good.
I love the Harry Potter food. Like anytime in Universal, I'm going to eat the Harry Potter section.
Same.
And I love that they seat you. And it's not just find a table.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ma'am. Or
thank
sir.
You. Did you eat at the Black Cauldron?
Leaky that's, Cauldron.
Yeah,
yes, we did.
Oh, good.
Yes, we did. Yes, that's on my list.
Okay.
So overall impressions of Universal Orlando. I like it.
Yeah, I like it. It's definitely better than Hollywood.
Oh, not even a contest.
It's not as good as Japan, but what is?
Yeah, what is? There's nothing that beats Japan. Japan wins. Paper covers rock. Like,
100%. Oh, fun fact. Did you know that Steven Spielberg helped design the... Steven Spielberger helped design the park.
Yes.
So that at certain... It basically was kind of set up like a... This is when they were trying to make Hollywood East.
Oh, yeah. When they actually, it was a filming location.
Right. So
and they had Nickelodeon.
Yeah. So they had like, and they still film some stuff. They Bring It On 3 was filmed there. Oh. My friend John is in it, or Bring It On 2. One of the cheerleading movies is
one
in
of
it.
The Bring It On trilogy.
And then they do shoot some stuff in there. My friend John was also in the movie It.
Oh, he was It. No, I'm kidding. That was my love, Bill Skarsgård. Oh. Where was Nickelodeon Studios? I couldn't figure that out.
Where Blue Man Group is.
Oh, we didn't see Blue Man Group.
So before you get into Universal Studios, if you look to the left, there's a big soundstage.
Oh.
That was Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay. Because I remember when I was 16, they still had the building, but like Nickelodeon wasn't filming as much stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I just stand there. And they moved the time capsule there to the Nickelodeon Hotel, but then that closed, so then they moved that to Burbank. Yeah, so we have to go see that.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, that time capsule.
Yeah.
I think, and they showed what they put in it. I think it's like a game system, and like there's a whole ceremony with what's his face, the guy who used to host Global Guts, who was on Glee.
Mike O'Malley?
Yeah.
The guy who used to babysit me?
Oh, he used to babysit you?
Yeah.
In New Yorker? Yep. Oh.
Fun facts.
And he's like, celebrity guts.
He got me a Guts backpack.
So wait, he was on the show and he also had to supplement his income with babysitting?
No.
Okay.
So what happened was my dad was a doorman at his building and would ask as a, I'd say he was a babysitter, as a favor to my dad and to make me seem and feel cool, he like would watch me.
Oh, okay. I thought it's
for
just
like 10 minutes.
Nickelodeon wasn't paying well.
No, it was fine. And I would get super speechless. I'd be like,
you're like, aggro crack. Michelle's first words were aggro crack.
I wasn't that little. I was like 7 or 8.
Yeah, you didn't talk to yourself. That's why you're making up for it now.
Great, continue.
So first let's talk about, this is in no order. This is in the order as I remembered it. The Revenge of the Mummy. I got to go on it this trip. It was awesome. It's so much better. There's an actual story to it, which I like. So spoiler alert, there's a part of the ride where you think the ride is over. And then I was like, oh, this is where we go backwards. Because in the Hollywood one, that's kind of where you'd go backwards. And then you drop down. And I was like, there's room here. So they don't have, I think it goes backwards. I don't know if it goes a little bit backwards at one point.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So you go forward and then there's like, it brings you on a turntable and then you launch.
Yes. And it just threw me off because I'm so used to the other one that I was like, I don't know where things go. I noticed a theme of Universal that they really like to make you walk upstairs before you go up rides. And they're not very friendly to people of size.
Oh, okay.
Like I had a hard time fitting in a lot of the rides and I'm not like, there are people bigger than me in Florida. So I don't, and they're not nice about it.
And
like,
Cracker Barrel.
And Cracker Barrel, yeah. They weren't nice about it either. They're kind of rude about it. And then they make you walk upstairs. I'm like, is that how they like weed out people? Like, gotta walk upstairs to get on any ride. Even the Mummy. I just like the theming. I thought it was cool. Those things pop up at you, but I could see them before they popped up. So it didn't scare me. There's Imhotep.
He's like, what's up, girl?
He's like, what's up? He's too busy with the guy with the hat. Who's a PA. And I feel really, that part makes me very sad. Because I'm like, oh, that guy's just like, PAs get paid nothing. And now he's dead. And he's like telling us to run. He like sacrificed himself.
He died doing what he loved.
Giving Brendan Fraser coffee.
Exactly. Oh, gosh. Brendan Fraser was so handsome.
I love Brendan. We stand Brendan Fraser in this podcast. It's just, I recommend it highly. One day we'll do an episode on it and I can go into more details.
I would love that.
Yes, that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Because the story is like they're filming. It's that, you know, there's like several ride tropes. There's the, like, you're on a film set and something goes wrong, or you're testing out a vehicle.
Oh, no, something goes wrong.
Something's wrong. Or like one day I want to do a Back to the Future episode. Like you have to test out a new vehicle and something goes wrong. There's always like ... and something goes wrong. So this one is, you're on a film. They're like filming in
the Mummy. It's weird. They're filming The Mummy, even though we've all seen The Mummy.
Yeah, so it must be the Mummy 3 Electric Boogaloo or Mummy 2 Electric Boogaloo. And they are like somewhere where they shouldn't be and it's cursed. And then they awaken the spirit of Imhotep from the movie.
Even though Imhotep is an actor in the movie. Yes. It's also in real life.
It's becoming real. It's like American Horror Story Season 6 Roanoke. It's kind of like that.
Yes, I get that reference.
It's the Wire fans. There's also a crossover of this podcast.
The Venn diagram.
Of American Horror Story. It's just me. Of The Wire, theme parks, and American Horror Story. Just my face in the middle.
That's right. And it's Jasmine Legivardi.
Hey. And you get on the ride, and then they try to buckle you in the seatbelt, and it just needs to go down that extra little half an inch, and they won't push it down for you. And you can't push it down yourself because you have very weak arms.
I don't know that this is part
so
of the
luckily,
story.
So luckily, your friend reaches over and pushes, just taps it, and it goes down, and then everybody's fine. You don't have to get off the ride. Side note. That's what happened constantly in Universal. The seatbelt literally had to go down like a quarter of an inch.
You mean the seatbelt bar?
The bar. And if I leaned forward, it like wouldn't, it would like pop it back up. So I had to like push it with my elbows. Some people would push it down for me and it was fine. Mm-hmm. It just like didn't hit click. Like it would just hit my tummy and like you just had to click it. But one guy like refused to do it. So Tiff literally just like reached over and like barely touched it and it clicked. And I just have very weak arms and I was like trying to push it with my elbows, but
push-up last year for nothing.
So, okay. Then you go on the ride and there's like a whole pre-show of like, there's a guy, he's a mummy and then he has a hat on, but it's like an American hat. And that's the guy, the PA that gets captured. I didn't see a lot of the pre-show. And then you go and they're going to offer you riches or death. And then you go backwards and then you shoot up a hill and then there's the roller coaster, which that part's kind of, there's not a lot of theming within that part.
It's in the dark.
It's in the dark and there's like neon because Mummy's like neon.
Uh-huh.
And then you like think it's the end of the ride. I mean, stop me if I'm explaining this wrong. And then there's the ride operator and then they die and Imhotep's like, oh, I'm going to eat you for breakfast. And then you
then
go
down. Then
there's
more ride.
Then there's more ride. And then Brendan Fraser is like, that was close. And then he gets killed.
Yeah, the ending is a little weird. You really, to appreciate the ending, which is Brendan Fraser yelling for coffee.
Yes.
Which is a punchline if you've been in the queue.
Yes.
Which, by the way, in the queue, there are some cool things. Like you put your hand in here.
Oh, it scared me. Yeah, Tiff kept doing that. And I was like, nope, nope. And like air blows out, right? Yeah. Oh, sorry, explain. I interrupted you.
No, you did it. You did it. I just didn't know if you did that part.
Mm-hmm. I did not like it.
Aw, I don't like it.
And teens kept doing that. And I was like, teens, stop it. Because it like will hit somebody else. It won't hit you. It'll hit someone. I was like, teens, disassemble.
Get out of here. Okay, what did you go on next?
So next, Men in Black Alien Attack, which Michelle doesn't like. I loved that ride. So that was like the best. Like, I don't, not a ride operator, but like, so you go into this room. If I don't know if you are familiar with the Men in Black trilogy, I am. We won't count International, even though I watched that on the plane ride back.
Oh, is it good?
It's not good. It's, if you like Chris Hemsworth, watch it. It's Chris.
I like Tessa Thompson.
I love Tessa. Yeah. It's,
and Emma
Thompson.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, Tessa and Emma.
That's right.
If you go into it thinking this is a terrible movie, but I will be entertained, you will be happy.
Okay.
So you go into this room and it's like, oh, this, I forget the, like what the disguise is. It's like, this is like a museum.
It's like, welcome to something or other. Yes. And then it's like, just kidding, rip torn here.
Yes. And then there was a guy who was like the in the pre-show room, and all of a sudden he like puts on sunglasses and he's like, welcome to the Men in Black, blah, blah. And I just love that guy. And then they like take you into an elevator, and then it's like you get recruited by the Men in Black. And there's a cool cue room where you look down and there's animatronics and they recreate one of the control room for Men in Black. And it's basically your ride. It's like Buzz Lightyear. It's a shooter ride, except there's actually like animatronic characters around you. It's a, I know you don't like it, but it's actually a really like good ride.
I don't like it just because I don't like Will Smith.
Yes.
And but, honestly, I used to love Will Smith, but here was the thing.
Yes.
Will Smith allegedly did something, and it made me really not like him. Mm. So when he was filming something, he has like a big giant trailer, and they say the bigger the star, the bigger the trailer in Hollywood, which is totally cool.
Yeah.
He had a big trailer that was blocking a street in New York. They asked him to please move it, like just the other side of the street, and he absolutely refused. And I was like, well, I don't like you now.
You get on like multi-tiered. So it's like two rows of three. There was nobody on that ride when we went. So Tiff and I were in the front, and then there was a gentleman in the back. And then we were against, so you're basically, you and are against the other car that's across from you. And there were six people in that car. And one of the car wins at the end. And I'm like, oh, we're not going to lose, or we're not going to win. But I told Tiff this trick that I will tell all of you that I learned from a YouTube series. If you hold the gun down the whole time and just point it at, like point it, you don't just hit the trigger, you hold the gun down, you will improve your score. And Tiff did that. And she got like six digit score. I got like in the high fives or sorry. Yeah. And the guy behind us like was totally a gamer guy. He did well. So we actually won. And when you win, so if you lose, they like erase your memory. If you win or no, I forget what happens if you lose.
Oh, if you win, you get
the men in black suits.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you lose, they murder you.
Yeah. They murder you for real.
You die.
Yeah. And they put you in Will Smith's trailer. And so we, just the three of us beat the six people.
Awesome.
So my clue, it actually did win. So you just hold it and you, there's like, you have to, I think, shoot at their eyes. The alien's eyes. That's what Tiff told me. And there's, isn't there one that like, it looks like Steven Spielberg, but it's an alien underneath. They're just cool. It's a really cool like animatronic aliens, and you're shooting at, and you have to hit the red button at the right time. And Tiff knows, because Tiff knows everything. Mm-hmm. She hit the button at the exact right time. And I think that's how we won. That's why she got so many points.
Oh yeah. Inside the one scary monster. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And yeah, but my tip helps everybody of just holding the thing down the whole time.
So I feel bad for anyone who works in that gift shop because you just listened to the Men in Black song over. Men
in Black. When I was 12, I called Radio Disney and I requested that song and they played it.
What?
What? I know. And they played it like two songs after I requested it. So I was very happy. That's like a very distinctive memory I have.
That's awesome, yes. Though.
And it was like at 7 a.m. It was before I went to school. I remember this. I love that ride. I highly recommend it. The people who are on it like get really into it. And it's just, I like any ride where cast members, even though they know it's like cheesy, they get into it. Like that's always a good time. But yeah, hold the gun down the whole time and shoot at the level of their eyes.
I love a fake elevator. So.
Oh, yes. I love a fake elevator. And that has a fake elevator.
Mm-hmm. Although the first time I went on it, I thought it was real.
I mean, that's like so many rides, though, like that you go and you're like, this is becoming real. So next we're going to E.T. Adventure, which I went on twice. We have a whole episode about it. You can go back and listen to it right now. One day I might redo it because Michelle, it was rides we were scared of. So I think she didn't like, it was just done with, I need to do it with love.
Oh, God. You should.
So that was awesome. We got to sit in the front one of the times. Tiffany requested that we sit in the front. So if you sit in the front, there's a little basket and E.T. pops out of it. And in that, it's like Peter Pan, but there's rows, you're on bicycles.
I think it's an awesome ride system.
Awesome ride. I like it better than Peter Pan just because in terms of the ride system, because Peter Pan, it's what, like two, three people at a time. That one, each thing can hold like 10 people or no, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, like 16 people. Mm-hmm. And you like have your own little bike. Like you're not on a bike. You're sitting on like a regular seat, but you have like a little bike holder and you fly over LA. You fly to E.T.'s village. Welcome home. You've arrived. And both times E.T. didn't say my name.
How rude.
And I wish they would tell you at the beginning, like, oh, we don't have that name in our data system. Can you pick a different name?
Or just say, I'm sorry, E.T. doesn't know how to pronounce that
yes,
name.
Yes, because both times he said friend. And I'm like, if they had told me they can't say Jasmine, which is a very common, it's not like my name is like fart noise. It's like an actual name. They should, and they said he has like over 100,000 names. So, I mean, come on. They have 100,000 names and they don't have Jasmine.
But not one of them was Jasmine.
No. So, like, I would have said Alex, like, my middle name. Like, I could have been, like, Wendy. I could have been something.
Watch, they had LaGiovardi in there. But not Jasmine.
Like, oh, man. I'm all out of cash.
Oh, man, I'm all out of cash.
But, yeah, I love that ride. We went on that twice just because I told Tiff, because she loves that ride, too. I'm like, look. This ride might not be here next time we come.
That's what I always say, because I dragged 4 people on it the last time I went, and I just always say the same thing. Mm-hmm. This ride might not be here the next time we come. Yeah. Can we please go?
Although that ride, Steven Spielberg said if they got rid of that ride, he would never work with Universal again, just even as a studio.
So he just has to die?
Yeah. So I don't know what he would do if they got but they got rid of every single other one. So I feel like eventually they're going to get rid of it and just be like, oh, yeah.
Or like it flooded.
Oh, no.
I think that if that ride had like a few $1 million, which Steven Spielberg has, he literally could fund it himself. And I think we said that's in this episode. Mm-hmm. It just needs to be refurbished. Like there's like a mannequin that's like, I'm a cop. I'm like, yeah, you're a mannequin.
Whoa. Yeah, the beginning's the cheesiest part. The alien part holds up pretty well.
Really?
Yeah. With the room of ETs. Yeah. And it's humid because there's water in there. The end, though, is literally just like, you're in a dark room.
Steven.
Tiffany.
Friend.
LaGiovardi. So next, we're going to Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket. I did not go on it.
Oh, I have a headache just thinking
about
it.
Tiff went on it. She did the, single rider line, and it still took half an hour.
There's a really cool hack in it.
Yeah, she didn't know about the hack. I was telling her about it.
Oh, yeah, you can go online and check it out. You can do a hack, and then you can do a whole another catalog of songs. So I've done it to Moving Right Along by the Muppets. That was really cool.
The Muppets?
I've done it to, like, a bunch of weird songs. So, like, go online and look at the Rip Roaring Rocket hack.
Basically,
but that ride I have to ride at the end of the day because it gives me a terrible
headache. That roller coaster, you can pick a song to go along with your ride experience. And there's a hack that you can open up a whole additional catalog of songs.
Yeah.
I didn't go. I would have if I had felt fine.
No, you wouldn't like it.
I think even then I wouldn't go on it. But like there's a lot of roller coasters I didn't go on just because I didn't feel well. And I really regret it now because obviously I feel fine.
Sure.
But
you would not.
Nope. Yeah. But at the time I was like, I absolutely do not feel well. Like I felt so sick that I'm like, I cannot do this.
One thing that's cool is that it's an Omnimover, not an Omnimover. It's a load belt. Which is cool. So
you just have to jump on it.
You jump on, jump off. Like that's cool. But it shakes my fillings loose. It shakes
I can't stand
maneuvering out my body.
I can't stand 90-degree lift hills.
Like, really?
I can't handle that. Like, I just like, nope. There's a ride at Knott's that's terrifying hang time where they literally hold you over the edge for a while and then drop you. That one has a 90-degree lift hill. And my body's just like, nope. No, you don't, Oprah.
Nope.
I didn't go on that one. And I remember you said that one was like, but Tiff Reed's really excited to go on that. So I'm like, I will live through you.
Good. God bless anyone who can go on it. I'm just saying like the last time I went on it was maybe.
And it goes through the Ghostbusters.
2 or 3 years ago.
Ghostbusters house.
Yeah. Well, it messes up the firehouse.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It messed it up.
But it just.
And I really wanted to see that New York area to the right, but my feet hurt so bad I couldn't walk like the 10 steps to go over there. Next is the Hogwarts Express. So that is the ride that connects the sole purpose. Well, not the sole purpose, but like if you get on it, you're going to end up at Islands of Adventure and then vice versa back at Universal. We rode it both ways. It's amazing. So you're on a train and the train actually moves. And in the windows, it's like you're going through the English countryside and you go slowly into Hogwarts.
There's a TARDIS.
I couldn't find the TARDIS, though. And then on the other side, there's like a projection where like you see Harry and friends and like they didn't even try to make Hermione sound like Emma Watson.
It was literally like me being like, oi,
oi,
Harry, hurry up.
And so like they'll walk by or like Dementors will go by and it's like you see people like walking back and forth.
Yeah. And when the Dementors come, it gets cold in the car.
And it's cool because it looks just like the cars. And it's just, I love it. Even though it's like a transport. I mean, we know how I feel about transportation rides. It's amazing. And the station looks amazing. Again, you have to walk up a bunch of stairs to get on the ride because Universal really likes to make you walk upstairs.
What's cool is there's a little store in the underground and they only serve British snacks and drinks.
Oh, yes. I saw that. Yeah. And when you're in line and it's cool because it's like, you see advertisements from the movie, like the magic perfume.
Yeah.
And I wish I'd felt better. And we were in our Hogwarts robes, or like we were in regular clothes, and then we changed on the train, and then we like got out, and then like, so I actually did it the correct way. I started at Universal and then went to Islands. And like you went and like, it was just so crowded at Islands though. I want to go back and do the whole experience of like, get on the train, change, get off. Like you're at school and like, okay, now we're going to go back.
And the whole adventure. See creature.
Yeah. You can see creature.
Such a jerk.
I love that. That's a high 10 out of 10 would recommend. And then I just imagine it going backstage and just people like, like it's probably like just so old Jaws animatronics.
It's actually raised.
Oh, okay.
So like,
That's the stairs.
So it's raised such that it doesn't interrupt mm-hmm. backstage.
Oh, that's good.
So it's like above you ooh, when you're backstage.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
And it just goes forwards and backwards.
Yep.
It doesn't turn around.
No.
Which I thought was weird. I'm like, going backwards on the train.
I'm like, okay.
But it just makes the experience so much better.
Yeah.
Like, you get off on the train and then you just see everyone waiting to go on Hagrid's and even
speaking
though it doesn't open.
Hagrid's. Tell us your adventure.
So my adventure with Hagrid's was we waited all day, never opened. At 4 o'clock, so from like 1 till 2, we just kind of stood around the ride because Tiff was like, oh, you know, we should just kind of stand near the entrance, hang out here. And then as soon as because you don't know, they just open it. Mm-hmm. You just see people start pouring on the ride. Waited for an hour, didn't open. 4 o'clock came around and we're like, okay, the park's closing at 7. They're not going to open this ride that day. I went to the bathroom.
Which is bananas to
yes,
me.
Yes. Like a ride shouldn't go a whole day.
It does. I mm-hmm. once worked at a roller coaster mm-hmm. and it didn't open one day because something broke
Someone
and they had
off.
To get it. No. Something broke and they had to get it shipped in from Sweden or something.
Oh, okay.
So, but they like, a dude got on a plane and mm-hmm. came and to install it. Do you know yes. what I mean? Like
this is a rare occurrence.
Yes. This is mm-hmm. a very rare occurrence. And at that time the ride was, hold on, let me think, 6 years old.
Yeah. This ride's been open a couple months.
Yeah.
And this is regular occurrence and it's just chaos. And so many people I feel were just like wasting their day waiting to go on it. Then at 4, I went to the bathroom. Tiff runs in the bathroom. It's like, Jasmine, which stall are you in? And then she comes over and she whispers like, they opened the ride. Give me your purse. Cause you can't take anything on with you. So I gave her my purse, got out of the bathroom. The line was a cluster, you know what? So there's people coming in from every direction. I'm trying to get on the ride. Like I'm waiting in the outside line, but people are still coming in from the front. Then they close the line and they're like, sorry, we're not letting anyone else in. Tiff was in the line.
By the way, is again, insane to me.
Yes. They needed to organize. But literally you could come in from any direction, push past people, just get on. Then Tiff talked to the worker there, cast member. I don't know what they call them at Universal.
Team member.
And they let me go on because she was already in line. So we get in line. The second we get in line, they're like, sorry, the ride's temporarily closed, but you can wait in line. So we're sitting. We're in inside the castle at that point. We're just sitting. But we were excited because we're like,
wait, so you're inside Hogwarts
Castle? It's like the ruins of Hogwarts, which I don't get. It's like there's castle ruins.
Okay,
but I think it's supposed to be Hogwarts grounds.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure. I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense because the castle's across the street.
Yeah.
But yeah, there kind of are ruins. Yeah. Like Hermione, mm-hmm. near where Hermione punches Malfoy.
Yes, best
okay,
part.
Okay, got it.
And there's tons of trees. The theming was amazing. So we got stuck inside like one of his rooms where he keeps plants. So we're sitting in there probably for 20 minutes. Okay, the ride's back on. They open it again. Move a little bit. We get into the cave part, which is like so claustrophobic. Like it's probably like 3 feet wide, like 6 feet tall, maybe 7 feet tall. I'm like, oh God. And then the ride stopped again. I'm like, if we get stuck in here, I'm going to die. Then they were like, sorry, the ride's closed. It's closed for the day. You can't go on the ride. So it literally not a single person got to go on it that day. But the good thing was they gave us all this ticket that's like, this is the only thing that is the front of the line pass that works for this ride. Nothing else works for this. So come back tomorrow and you can go on. But unfortunately, I was only going that day. So I gave them to Tiff and she and her sister got to go back a few days later and got to go on it and got to skip the line. But
that's great.
And she said that day it was working a lot. But it just sucks that people are waiting around all day. And it just doesn't open. And you think it's like 4 o'clock. Oh, it's only going to open for 2 hours. And like literally Islands was so crowded because people were just waiting for that all day.
That's bananas.
And you said the point, which I agree with, that the Jaws, so the original Jaws ride, they closed it, and they closed it for 2 years because the ride was like malfunctioned so much. And it was a really cool ride, but it just didn't work, and they closed it and made a ride that wasn't as cool but much more functional.
What's the point of having a cool ride if it doesn't work?
Yeah, people can't go on it. And it sucks because it's not like here where it's a local park. Like, best case, I'll get to go. If we get to go next year, I'll get to go on it, hopefully.
Right.
But like, what if I don't get to go back? Like for 5 more years, I won't get to, like, I just didn't get to go on that ride, and that sucks. And I really wanted to. That's my saddest thing about the whole trip.
Really? Not the Jimmy Fallon ride?
If their park was open later, I would have gone on Jimmy Fallon. But yeah, I'm so bummed we didn't get to go. Even though I was sick and I knew like physically I couldn't handle it. Maybe that was God just being like, you're going to die. But yeah. And then I was happy Tiff got to go on it, but I'm just like, ugh. And luckily, I only waited in line maybe like 30 minutes. It wasn't like a day wasted. But like if I had waited for hours and then that happened. But like
you would have been peeved.
Peeved. But a whole day, not one person got to go on it.
So bananas.
Yeah. And it just is ridiculous to me that like you have to fight. It just was so like other theme parks handle lines so much better. Like I know they acted like Hagrid's was a success because it had an 8-hour line. But like I just think there's other ways that other parks handle this that work better. And you know right away if you're going to get on that ride or not versus like, oh, maybe you have to like, I just don't like the chaos of it all.
Yeah.
I'm an organized lady. After that tangent, though. But it is cool, the theming, and like it's next to Hagrid's hut. What's that ride called with Buckbeak?
Flight of the Hippogriff.
Flight of Hippogriff. And it had a really long line. And Tiff was joking, and I were joking like, oh, people just don't know. And they think that's Hagrid's. Like, that wasn't that good. Going back to Universal Orlando, I went on Escape from Gringotts twice. That had like a 20-minute line all day.
That's crazy.
I don't get it. We barely got to like stand in any part. I wanted to see the whole beginning, the bank room with all the animatronics. Nope. Didn't get to see that.
They're amazing. Once they recognize that you're a person, their eyes follow you.
But what if I'm not a person? That was amazing. That ride, it's like a roller coaster, but like the cars moved. It could have benefited from a dragon animatronic, one or two more set pieces. Like it does feel like you're in the dungeon, but I like Forbidden Journey better because there's practical and screens and all sorts of things. This is just screens. Mm-hmm. And like there's a little practical in like the setting, but I just think it could have benefited from that. But the ride system's amazing. The whole ride is really cool. It's very exciting, very thrilling. Not as terrifying as I think people think it's going to be. Like, there's one little drop. It's not, like, a major roller coaster.
I wouldn't, like, yeah, it seems like it's a roller coaster that just goes fast.
Yes.
And then a show scene, and then fast, and then a show scene, and then fast, and then a show scene, and then the end. Mm-hmm.
And then Domhnall Gleeson is entering. He and Chris Pratt are fighting to see who can be on the most rides at a variety of theme parks.
Right. They're both 2 for 2.
Yep. And then, but Domhnall has an animatronic. So.
That's right. I was just thinking that. Mm-hmm. But Chris Pratt
is about to be on 3. Epcot. Mm-hmm. But does that count because it's the same character on 2 different rides? It's not like
a third character.
That's true.
But it's 3 different locations.
Yes, that is true. And if he has but the animatronic still pulls Domhnall ahead.
So Chris Pratt will be in 2 rides. Mm-hmm. 2 rides in 2 states.
That's true.
Chris Pratt's Jurassic World for Florida and California and Guardians in Florida, California.
Yeah. But Domhnall is in 2. He's in Florida and he's in California.
Yes, but only 1 attraction each.
That's true.
No, he's 2 in Florida.
Yes, he is.
Oh. So at the moment, they're equal 3 and 3.
Yes, he
is. But Domhnall has the
animatronic, which just puts you ahead.
Yes.
In our theme park game rules we have set up ourselves. But yeah, I liked the ride overall. It was really fun. That gave me a lot of adrenaline for the whole day. So that kept me going. That was the first ride we went on and the last ride we went on because Tiff had the really good idea of, because the hours were so limited. She's like, let's do that ride right at closing and then we can slowly exit out of Diagon Alley when nobody's in there. And so we got to do all the magic tricks and everything. It was really cool. But they were really like pushing us to leave, which sucks.
Well, they can eat my poop.
She got a really good picture of the dragon breathing fire because there's a dragon breathing fire.
He ate jalapenos.
He did. He was like, jalapeno poppers. So Diagon Alley, I love the dragon on Gringotts. We ate at the Leaky Cauldron, which you brought up earlier. Mm-hmm. That was really good. They have more variety of food. Then, no, I don't know if they just have different food. Some foods are the same.
Different food, yeah.
They have more drinks, though. Mm. which is cool. They had this lemonade drink that Tiff didn't order, but because she's magical, the lady just gave her one for free. Mm-hmm. And it's, I couldn't drink it because I was sick, but so I couldn't like drink after her, but she's pointing a wand at me right now. My wand, which I bought in Hollywood, worked in Orlando.
Because they're just RFID chips.
Well, yeah. But it's cool that like they, you know, that's something a lot of parks, they could be like, you have to buy one at each.
Yeah, yeah.
The restaurant wasn't very large, which was surprising. Leaky Cauldron.
But I like the big table in the middle. And then you have, it looks just like in the movie.
It does, yeah. And it's, just delicious food. I love the Harry, if you eat at a Harry Potter restaurant in Universal, you can't go wrong.
True.
I can't remember. I think
or
I had
a Harriet Tubman restaurant.
Yeah, I love the Harriet Tubman restaurant.
That's right.
Yes, that's my favorite.
It's really good.
I think I had like a pot pie or something. Tiffany really likes the scotch egg. I had like a pot pie, or I can't remember what I had. I usually have the roast, what do you call it? The prime rib, but they didn't have that there. They only have that at Universal Hollywood.
Hollywood!
Or
I'm sure at Hogsmeade.
Oh, probably, yeah. I didn't go to Hogsmeade because that park was too crowded. And it's identical. Their Hogsmeade is identical to ours, so I'm like,
so what
I'm
did
like,
you do at Islands of Adventure? Just Hagrid's?
Well, no, I did a couple. I have to get through Diagon Alley.
I'm sorry.
I have a list, Michelle.
My goodness.
So I like Nocturne Alley a lot. I couldn't see anything. I was bumping into people the whole time because it's really dark in there. But it's cool.
It's night during the day.
Yeah, it is. It's day night. It's cool, though. I enjoyed it. They have creepy shops. I kept going in the shops hoping that they would have different merchandise. And they do have some different, but a lot of it's the same.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find anything I wanted to buy, which I was really sad about. They did have some creatures. I haven't been to Universal Hollywood in like 2 years, so maybe they have some of this stuff. Like they had the liquid luck potion. I can never say that.
Felicia.
The stores were really cool in that there were so many from like the movie and from the books, and there was a variety, and they were smaller.
The Weasley twins.
Yeah, the Wizarding Whiz Bang. They had like
Wizards Weasling. Nope, I can't remember.
Gringotts Bank Money Exchange, which I didn't get. I think you could like get wizard money, which I didn't do, but like that would be cool to like buy wizard money. The streets are a bit bigger. They had a show with Philistinia Warbuck or the big wizard singer. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Harry Potter fan. I can't remember any of this because I'm hungry.
And they tell the story of the three Beetle brothers.
Beetle and Bard.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is cool that the stores are smaller. They're more variety and they're more specific. Like there's just the creature store. Mm-hmm. There's just like the Quidditch store. So I liked that aspect.
Yeah.
It's huge too. Diagon Alley is enormous.
Enormous.
Enorme.
Plus-size women just wear normal perfume.
Make him chase the chunk.
That's what I say to Dale.
You can drink not only butterbeer, but pumpkin juice, otter fizzy, orange juice, tongue-tying lemon squash. That's what Tiffany has, and she loves that drink. Fishy green ale, which has boba in it. Fire whiskey, gilly water, and wizard's brew beer. I think you can't get the fishy green ale and the tongue-tying lemon squash at our park.
Can I just tell you, pumpkin juice, they talk about it a lot in the books. It's so good.
Oh, I like butterbeer. I'm a big butterbeer girl.
I love buttered beer. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But they talk such a big game about pumpkin juice. I feel like they talk about it more than buttered beer.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yes.
It's so good. I just had it recently and I was like,
I'm just not a big pumpkin fan, but I like the bottle. I think it's a cute bottle.
Okay, well then I'll drink it and you can have the bottle.
Yes. The immersion's amazing. Like there's very few things that can beat that immersion in Diagon Alley and Hogsmeade. Like it's amazing. You really, as a fan of the books and the movies, like you really feel like you're there. The shops were Gringotts Money Exchange, Ollivander's, Weasley's Wizarding Wheezes.
That's it.
Yeah, Sugar Plum Sweet Shop, which they didn't have Honey Dukes. Did they have Honey? Oh, no, Honey Dukes is the other side.
Yeah.
Magical Menagerie. I loved Wong's by Gregorovich because I just love that it's like we have Ollivander's and we have the other wand store. There's just a guy standing there.
But Ollivander is supposed to be in Diagon Alley.
Yeah. Well, so it's Diagon Alley and it's in Hogsmeade. Because they built Hogsmeade originally.
No, I understand. The idea was like it's a satellite for like repairs and blah, blah, blah.
And I think Gregorovich's is not supposed to be, is that, I think that's all the foreign wand maker. Like he's not in England. I forget. And then Borgin and Burke's, which is the big guy shop. And you can hear like somebody like in the vanishing cabinet, and that creeped me out. You can cast magical spells. And I did that. There's one where like you can make water come out of a fountain. There's one where you can make like this armor dance. And it's cool because they were so crowded all day and they frown upon when you push children out of the way so you can do it.
You know what? They can eat my poo.
Yeah. But Tiffany and I, we did it at the end of the night. So we each like got to do everything. It was really cool. They're kind of hard to see. The ones in Nocturne Alley, they have a spotlight on them so you can find them. But in Diagon Alley, you just have to look at the floor. And a lot of the floor grates are gold as well. So it's hard to tell what's what.
But I think that's cooler because I don't know.
Spotlight because I'm old and blind.
I like the other way because it's because maybe you forget one and stumble upon one. Mm-hmm. I like the
there's one you can make it rain. Like
I was just thinking about the outside of the bathroom.
Yeah, that one had a long line though.
I was just thinking about that one
because wizards wait in long lines to wizards, cast spells. Wizards Wizzy Wee. But yeah, it was overall just Diagon Alley was probably my favorite part. Along just overall, I love that whole thing. That and E.T. ride in Men in Black. I would have loved Islands of Adventure. So now we're going over to Islands of Adventure, which I love that park, but it was packed.
Do you know the story of that park?
Mm-mm.
So the story is you go into Port of
Entry, which sounds weird.
Port of Entry is, I will say, hands down, one of the best themed areas in a theme park that I've ever seen.
Now, very defined.
I have not been to every theme park. Mm-hmm. It kind of stinks because it's like, wow, look at all the detail. I can hear that there's like a cat lady house that obviously Heather lives there. And
it's Heather's house.
It's Heather's house. And you can hear the cats and you can hear like the detail is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
That being said, the rest of the park to me after that is a little bit of a letdown. But so the story is a little boy took a rock and skipped it across a lake and the rock
killed a duck.
And then when the rock sank, it like all these islands rose up from the water. It's an awesome story. And I'm like, A, I think you need to highlight that more.
Yes.
B, I think you need to make like more waterway, like not waterways, but have more water features so that you can really feel like this is an island.
Theme parks really like to have a big lake in the middle, which I don't like because you have to walk around it.
I like spoken wheel.
Yeah. But yeah, theme parks, they really like, especially in Orlando, they like that big water in the middle.
Well, I feel, I can just think of a bunch that do that.
Both Universal and Islands of Adventure have it.
Yep.
So we went on the Cat in the Hat because that had a short line. Okay. Everything else had like a 2-hour line, except Cat in the Hat. That ride really disturbed Tiffany and I because we're like, she leaned over and she's like, so basically the theme of this ride is you can do whatever you want as long as you don't get caught. I'm like, yeah,
that's the moral of life. Yeah.
And like the animatronics are really rubbery. It's kind of weird.
How dare you? I really love that ride. Mm-hmm. That ride. So my mom and I went to Islands of Adventure once when it opened and we just had the most charming, adorable time on that ride. Aww. So that ride is so special to me. And yes, they are very rubbery. But you know what else is rubbery?
My poop.
Rubber. And rubber's great.
Rubber's great. It makes bouncy balls.
Yep.
And tires.
So you're telling me you want to take away bouncy balls?
No.
Well, then respect the Cat in the Hat.
It was a cute ride, and I like that you spin, and it's very well themed. And it's cool because you're in the book.
It's charming.
It is charming, yeah. But I was just as a rule obeyer. I was just like, squeeze me. I'm that fish. That fish is me.
And I'm like, I'm a person that needs consequences. Otherwise, let's just have anarchy.
Yeah.
And so I get what you're saying, but also it's fun.
I think that's the only ride we went on. Tiff went on a few by herself. Like she went on Dr. Dooms by herself, which I wouldn't do. I think that might have been the only ride we went on in Islands of Adventure because we spent so much of our time like scouting out Hagrid's and trying. We looked at everything. We walked around a lot, but it was just so crowded.
Yeah.
Like it was just people everywhere. Ugh. I haven't like been in that crowded of a park in a long time.
That's how I felt in all the theme parks that I did go to. That's how I felt. I was like, where did all these people come from? Second of
this
all, it's
off
a
season.
Weekday.
Yeah.
Third of all, it's the middle of the school year.
Yes.
What is happening?
In the off season. Like, I didn't get it. But there was lots of like festivals and like runs and stuff going on. So I guess, I don't know. There's no downtime in Orlando anymore.
There's no downtime in theme parks anymore.
That's what they were saying on our tour. Like, there is no off season anymore. The Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. I've been on that in Orlando. That was the first time I went on that ride. I remember like laughing hysterically. My mom was like, I thought you were like dying. Because I was just like, woo! Like, it was like my most joyous ride experience.
Okay, but explain this to me. This is what drives me nuts about that ride, right? The flu powder system.
Yes.
You can use flu powder in Hogwarts. You can't apparate in or out except Dumbledore's office, right? The flu network gets you from, like, for example, bus stop to bus stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would flu powder take you from the fireplace to the Quidditch field? That doesn't make any sense.
Because it's a magical bench and magical benches don't obey the rules.
But that, no. That, I'm like, flu powder would take you from Hogwarts to Three Broomsticks.
Yes.
It would take you, but why would it take you from, a bus stop isn't going to take you from like...
Well, it's like once you're inside Hogwarts, I think then you're just going nuts on the magical bench. What I don't get, the bigger question is, we're muggles. How can we see everything?
Because Dumbledore lifted the enchantment for the day.
Oh, he did. I missed that.
I think.
That's a big flaw, I think, with Wizarding World overall, is you want to be a wizard. Who's like, I'm a muggle.
I'm a squib.
Yeah, nobody wants to be a squib. No one wants to be a muggle. They should be like, no, you're a witch and a wizard. And like, you're just touring Hogwarts today. But no, it's like, no, you're on a magical bench.
Hey guys, look at my bench. Oh, it would be cool if it was.
Neville made that bench.
when he was hot or before?
Transitioning. When he was still awkward Neville before they stopped putting the teeth in his mouth.
Oh, those were fake teeth?
Yeah, he had nice teeth. Oh, yeah. They put a tummy on him too.
You lie.
Yeah, because he was getting too hot and they had to make him ugly. But the hotness shone through.
Heck yeah, it did.
That ride is awesome ride. That is such a good ride.
Oh, I love that ride. And it's to
you
me.
You dip like upside down at one point too with the walking willow. Yeah.
I think it's very clear when this is in the books.
Yes.
I feel like I just love it. 20,000 thumbs up.
It has all the characters in it. Draco's still being a jerk.
Showing off for your muggle admirers, Harry Potter. It's like, relax, Malfoy.
Calm down, Jan.
Jeez. We get it. Your dad doesn't love you. We get it.
You're rich and your dad doesn't love you.
We get
it. Your parents are probably cousins. We get it.
We get it.
But yeah.
You have a crush on Hermione.
We get it. But really, your son is in love with Harry's son.
We get it.
That right, it's the perfect combination of sets and screens. I've been on it a bunch in Universal Hollywood. I think the only difference is we have a lot more Dementors. That's what I can't remember because I closed my eyes during that scene. So I don't know, but I just heard we have more Dementors.
Oh, Dale thinks that the Dementors are lame.
Oh.
And he wants them to be scarier.
I would like them to be less scary.
You guys can duke it out.
And they give you hugs and candy.
But then I would yell at you because that's not what happens in the book.
Maybe J.K. Rowling should rewrite the book and the Dementors should. I mean, she's already doing that.
Is she?
No, but just like she's retconning so much stuff.
Oh, God. I'm totally down with Dumbledore being gay. I have no problem with it. But then you have to be brave enough to explore that relationship in the Fantastic Beasts franchise or tell the Fantastic Beasts story without Dumbledore. So who?
He can make a cameo or something.
Like, who is the main character of those stories? And don't even get me started on that McGonagall.
Yeah.
I'm like, this makes no sense. Mm-hmm. And then like, hey, let's spend a whole movie learning about this. Oh, she's dead.
Yeah. Let's spend a whole movie focusing on these four characters. Okay, just kidding. Now they're going to be like in it a little bit and one of them's going to kind of go bad and then they're going to.
Right. It's
like
for no reason.
Yes. And it's like a metaphor for Nazis.
Right. And then also, if she can read minds, can't she see that like.
They're full of crap.
Yes. And they just killed a baby. They were like, it's like, hey guys, I heard y'all like this character. Well, we're going to make her the worst. You know, and then, you know, Newt is so great. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, hey, everyone's thirsty for Newt. Let's make a character in the movie that doesn't serve a narrative purpose, but is thirsty for Newt. I'm like, I don't need someone.
We're all thirsty for Newt.
We get it. He's hot.
And delightful.
And charming AF.
Yeah, I agree. Like, don't do like, oh, we have a gay character. It's Dumbledore. You guys didn't know Dumbledore was gay, even though I never mentioned it in the books.
Which I'm like,
and then be
sure,
like,
okay.
Oh, we're never going to show it. That's like such a, like a 19, like, like
30s
like mentality of like, oh, like he, you know, he's there, but like we just, he's just, you know, wink.
I think that it's so brave to be like these two boys fell in love.
Yes.
And then they're on opposite ends of this war.
Yes. And like one of them was evil. And like one of them was good, but that didn't mean like they didn't love each other. And like they really like, and then you can truly see like their motivations and like, oh, he's not doing this like, I'm evil, twirling my mustache. Like he believes he's doing the best for the Wizarding World.
Right.
So let's move on from that topic. to The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man. I didn't get to go on it this trip because when we went to get in line, it broke down. And then Islands of Adventure, we were like already on the other side by the time it opened again. And I'm like, I'm not walking back. This park is too big. That's an amazing ride. We were talking about it earlier. It's a ride system where it's like screens and sets, and it's like Spider-Man like jumps on your
vehicle
and like 3D glasses. Yeah, it's just really cool.
There was a Travel Channel special about it, how they did it, how like they did the visuals. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's amazing.
It's amazing still.
Without prompting, they just went and redid the graphics.
Yes.
Which I have to say is the most responsible, awesome thing Universal has ever done.
They didn't have to improve it, and they did. Like, they didn't have to update it. So they have a whole, like, Marvel-themed land, but it's, like, comic book Marvel. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, it's Captain America, kind of.
Yeah.
not the one you know.
Yeah. His brother, Captain America.
Captain Canada.
That's right.
Admiral Canada.
And First Mate Mexico?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wish we'd gone on it this trip. I just didn't get to. I'm sad. It's an amazing ride.
It's amazing.
Every
if
ride
you go
is,
on Transformers, it's the same ride. Same ride system. Vehicle,
yeah. But just Spider-Man's
and I
better.
I think even the, like, where the heat is.
Yes.
The moment that, you know what I mean?
The tricks are similar.
Yeah.
And then they throw dirt in your face at the end.
shove your face in some dirt.
There's the Incredible Hulk roller coaster, which I went on it when I was there a couple of years ago, and it really hurt my neck. Mm. Didn't go on it this time. I haven't been on it since they redid the track. It shoots you out of a cannon. I heard they like redid the sound cues too, because it used to be like when you were going up this launch hill, it would be Bruce going like, oh no, not again. And then you'd shoot out of the cannon. But now it's something different. So
now it's like, hey guys, I'm Bruce.
Banner.
I'm going to be playing some of my dad jams.
Yeah. Two. Woo! Just kidding. There's one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, which we didn't go on. But Tiff said you have to follow instructions or else you get sprayed with water.
Yep.
And I'm like, that's cool. I want to watch everyone get sprayed with water. I like following the rules. There was Skull Island, Reign of Kong. This is Star Trek.
I went on it a few years ago.
I really wish I had gone on that. I really wish I had gone on Spider-Man and, you know, Hagrid's, obviously. Those are some
I really? You don't wish you had gone on Dudley Do-Right's waterfall?
No, not when it was like 50 degrees. But Tiff was like, let's shoot people with water.
Like, oh, yes. I didn't realize she was evil.
Oh, she's devious. The Kong one. So
if she was a sim, mischief would be one of her.
Yes, mischief managed. So I didn't know that there were scare actors in line at certain parts of the day. So when we were going to go on, they were done. So I guess they're done at 3:00. They're just there in the morning. And
Things don't happen after 3:00.
Scary things only are in the morning. But I'm still kind of scared of that animatronic of the old woman in line. So get really close to it, I guess.
I don't remember that.
I was just in a mood. I'm just like, I'm in a mood where I can't right now. But I wanted to see.
There's a lot happening at me right now.
There's a lot. And like the beginning's a little different. And then the main part's like the tram ride. And then there's the Amazing Kong animatronic at the end. But I just, I couldn't.
And your ride vehicle is driven by like a robot.
Yeah. Beep, boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. And you go outside a bit, right? Like you go outside and then inside again.
For some reason, the only thing that lingered with me was the fact that a robot was driving our car.
And then like there's a lady who gets carried off by a bat. And then does she die? I don't probably.
Or maybe she falls in love with that bat.
I don't know.
Maybe that's where Batman comes from. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That one, yeah, I just like that animatronic. I was just like, I'm not in a mood to be creeped out right now, even though there's no scare.
Not in the mood.
Tiff said sometimes they would let her go through the exit to avoid the scare actors, but the line was 40 minutes. So they're like, look, we can't let you do that right now, which I understand. Then there's Jurassic Park River Adventure, which is our old Jurassic Park. We didn't go on it because it was cold. Mm-hmm. Then there was Jurassic Park Discovery Center, which Tiff loves Jurassic Park. So we were in there for a long time. Mm. And I watched a baby dinosaur being born.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Amazing. And it was like a little like animatronic and you got to name it. And I was really creeped out because the whole time I'm like, something bad's going to happen. Like that dinosaur, there's a guy behind the glass, like an actor. I'm like, that dinosaur is going to eat that guy. And it didn't happen. And I was like, well, that's a missed opportunity.
And, I think because it's for children.
Yeah, but children need to learn that dinosaurs are dangerous.
Dinosaurs are dangerous.
Life finds a way.
I believe the quote is life finds a way.
Life finds a way. Yeah. B.D. Wong.
I have a show on a streaming life's service.
By the way. Again, you have to walk downstairs to get there because Universal's like, we don't accommodate people.
No fat chicks.
Yeah, no fat chicks. We don't break for fat chicks. That's how they screen us out.
What is that? Ass, grass, or gas?
Yes. That's right. Universal. Nobody rides for free. Right. You're going to walk upstairs. Literally every ride you're walking upstairs. I don't understand. Then there was Dudley Do Right Ripsaw Falls, which I went on last time I was there.
No.
That ride you get, it's like just jump in some water.
Oh, yeah. Jump no, it's like water. Going into a swimming pool. Because yeah. Now it's kind of like Splash mm-hmm. Mountain, but imagine if at the end of Splash Mountain.
Yes.
First of all, it goes lower than like ground level.
So you go down the hill.
And then there's
then
a bunny hill.
And yeah, and you bunny hill. Then there's people who can put quarters in machines and squirt water at you, which we did. And it's just water's literally like dumping on you the whole time.
Yeah.
And then you get cut in half by a saw. And then like you go like a different way or something. Wait, isn't what? There a part where like you get cut in half by a saw? Or no, like something happens and you get diverted off your main path.
Well, yeah, because in every ride, something goes bad wrong. Happens.
Something bad. Something dark side.
Yeah. There. When I was doing improv, they always said that each improv scene is a very special day.
Yes.
So it's
no, you don't, Oprah.
Yeah. So it's never like, hey, Jasmine, you want to get some Taco Bell?
Yeah, I love Taco Bell. I go there every day.
Great.
Yes, and I would like some tacos.
Great. This taco's pretty good. How's your life going? Like, yeah. That's not it. It's let's go to Taco Bell. Yeah, I go there every
Batman,
day.
Batman, what are you doing at Taco Bell? Did your mother and the bat live happily ever after? Call like, back.
We just, can only speak bat.
Did we just do, what do they call it at UCB? A herald? Did we just do a herald?
You sure didn't.
We referenced. Sure didn't. We just called Harold and he's on Matterhorn.
And Maude.
And Maude. Oh, Harold and Maude. I love that movie. So those are all the rides I was going to talk about. Did I leave any? Oh, there's that one ride that I went on when I was 16 and it's in the like Atlantis, like old mystical area.
Oh, Poseidon's Journey.
And it's weird and there's like a water tunnel. Yeah. And sometimes a water tunnel breaks and people get doused in water.
That's correct.
Because it's like literally like a fast moving water and it just kind of sprinkles down on you. But
I
if
actually
it stops
just
moving,
watched a video about this ride.
I heard what's his face did it? One of the theme park people did it. Theme park YouTube people. And they have the best theme park restaurant like ever.
Mythos.
Is there Mythos? And everyone like it gets best theme park restaurant over and over. And I wanted
it
to eat there.
Used to.
Oh, it's not as good anymore.
No.
Okay, so I can't try.
They used to have really cool butter that had like the Universal logo on.
Oh,
it.
Oh, butter.
And then the last few times I went, it was like we have a new chef. I'm like, oh,
Chef Dan.
That's unfortunate.
So yeah, there's Hogwarts. There's Jurassic Park area, the cartoon area. Marvel area, Dr. Seuss, and Port of Entry. I think that's it.
Yeah, Port of Entry is my favorite part.
Yeah. Oh, and the mythical area, which
followed by the mythical area that bleeds into Hogsmeade.
Mm-hmm. Because it used to be like not so IP, except they had like Jurassic Park and Dr. Seuss, and then they're like IP
double down. Which is funny because Dale asked me, he's like, "How come Harry Potter Land is the only land that you like that is just one IP?" And I was like, oh, gosh, you actually listen to me? That's unfortunate. And I said, I think because it actually grew out of something that wasn't IP, which was like this mystical Lost Continent is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. Mm-hmm. And then like Universal Hollywood doesn't really have.
Well, Jurassic Park is one land.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying like of the things that I love.
Yes.
I love lands that are not one IP.
It would be hard to blend Harry Potter in with anything else too.
But Lost Continent, it does well.
Yeah, that's true.
And also one cool thing about Lost Continent is when it opened, it used to sell the Harry Potter books. It used to sell. That's the first time I ever had the jelly beans.
Oh,
it used to
cool.
sell weird Harry Potter trinkets. Mm-hmm. So it really does have it. It's theme park history is. It's theme park history is deeply rooted at Universal Studios, Islands of Adventure.
Ride the movies.
Right.
And then the only good thing about the Buckbeak ride is Buckbeak.
He's so cool. He's like, I bow.
I bow to you. And I'm like, I bowed back. Except that's the one in Hollywood where my wand, literally there's like a gap of half an inch between the loading dock and the roller coaster. And my wand that was a hand-carved, custom-made wand that you couldn't, it was one of a kind, fell straight down in between. Like nothing else could have fit down there. And they couldn't get it for me ever. Like I called Universal every day trying to get that wand back. And they're like, yeah, maintenance couldn't get it. Like, I think they probably just like threw it away.
Yeah.
But I was just so sad about that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your loss.
Any final thoughts about Universal I wish I could remember more. Even though the trip was a month ago, I can't remember a lot of things. I remember E.T. I remember Men in Black. Like, I couldn't, if you ask me specific things, I could remember. But, like, overall, I'm just like, I liked it. It was cool. I wish Islands wasn't so crowded.
Yeah. Overall, I like Universal. Mm-hmm. I kind of, one thing that makes me angry is if you have any IP items from, say, another studio or another big theme park conglomerate, they make a big deal about it and kind of make fun of you. And I'm like, okay. but also, shh.
So just take my money.
Yeah, just take my money. Just, like, leave me alone. Like, that just bothers me because it's one thing I dread about going to Universal. That's the only thing. But other than that, look, you're going to get a really unique theme park experience. It's not the best theme park in the world, but it's not the worst.
And it has some really, like, good lands.
Yeah,
good
there's rides. A lot of, like, yes, yes. And then there's a lot of, oh, God.
Oh, and if you take an Uber there, they do take you to the top floor of the parking structure. And it's really nice because at the end of the night, there's just a bunch of Ubers lined up. So you just get picked up and go. That's awesome. A little inconvenient, like, going to the top, but it's super easy once you get up there.
That's nice.
And I hate, but both Universals that you have to walk through City Walk, and it just takes so long.
Yeah. But City Walk is fun. You can get a tattoo in Florida.
Oh, Tiffany and I were craving Asian food hardcore when we were in Orlando, and it's really hard to find Asian food in Orlando.
Well, you also were in one place.
Yes, but we did find Panda Express authentic Asian food.
Authentic.
Special thanks to the 1313 Harbor Patreons, David, Jennifer, Lauren, Mandy, Sean, Tiffany, Tori, and Wynette. Patreon is paused this month and possibly next month, but we will be retheming some of the tiers. So go check it out and see if you like some of the how I redid the tiers if you want to become one of our patrons.
And if you don't like the tiers, you can shed a tear.
Follow us, subscribe on wherever you get your podcasts, because then once we start releasing episodes again, you'll just have them in your inbox. Email me at 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com. You can visit our website, 1313harborthepodcast.com, and you can even email me from there. You can find everything on there. We still have the Paris of the South shirts.
Very comfortable.
Very comfortable, very cute. You can follow us on Instagram at 1313harborthepodcast, Twitter at 1313harbor. I'll still be posting. I'll still be active. I just won't be recording in that time. So feel free to talk to me. I'll still be giving my hot takes on Twitter.
Hot takes.
Hot takes. Send me requests for episodes you want. We're opening it up to more than just if there's movies you want us to talk about, things, entertainment. It's opening up to all entertainment.
6 degrees of separation.
Yes, mostly theme parks.
If you can 6 degrees of separation it to a theme park.
Yes.
Then great.
Happy 1 year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
We did this for a full year. That was pretty cool.
You did.
Yeah. You were only gone for a few weeks, though. For like a month or two. January.
I think you should be very proud of yourself. You edit. You promote. I mean, I came up with some ideas, but you did most of the work.
Oh, thank you.
This was your labor of love.
I love doing this podcast. Yeah,
so I think you should be very proud of yourself.
I wish I could do it every week, but I just can't.
I think that you should put it on your resume that you are. Really?
Oh, thank you. I mean, I'm going to work for my dad forever, but I'll tell my dad. He tells people he's proud about this.
Aww.
He tells his business associates. And they're just like, okay. So we'll be coming back with new episodes soon.
To all who come to this happy podcast, welcome!